Hello, this is Brian Fry. Welcome again to the Life Point Drivecast. It was so good to be with everyone at Life Point Lewis Center this last week. I preached a sermon called Taking Care of Business as we looked at Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30. If you remember back to the sermon, for those of you who are there, we talked through this idea of work. We went through the history of work in North America. We talked a little bit about things like Industrial Revolution and the movement from an agrarian to an industrial society. We talked about the roots of Labor Day and all the world has to say about work these days. But then we spent a little bit of time processing through the text, looking at how God created work for your good and for His glory. And then we talked a little bit more about this idea of stewardship, that everything that we have before us, everything that we own and possess in this world now, we're stewards of, but we're really never owners of. We're here for 80 years or so, and then we are out. We talked also about how work is a crucial activity. It's good, it's valuable, and productive. But at the end of the day, if we get work confused with God, if we make work an idol, well, work is just a crushing deity. So as we ended the discussion, I ask you to consider this 10,000-year rule. The idea of what it will look like 10,000 years from now, your body of work that you had in this life, everything that you did in terms of your work and your productivity, your 40-year career. And the reality is that so much of what people do today to have meaning, to have purpose and value, well, it passes as they pass from life. But the things that are most important, the things that are the most valuable, the things that have lasting impact, that will last for 10,000 years in the future, are really the investment that we've had in other people's lives, the investment that we have had in kingdom expansion. So for the next little bit, as you're heading to work during the Drivecast, I want to ask you to consider your workplace and consider your coworkers. And let me guide you through a little bit of thinking, a little bit of prayer process. So here's the first thing that I'd like to ask you to consider. So if you can, think about the way you look at work. Think about what you have going on in your work day today specifically. Think through the meetings that you have. Think through the people that you know that are on your calendar to meet. And let me just ask you, take the next few moments to pray about those meetings that you're going to have, and specifically pray for the people that you're going to be interacting with by name, each one, okay? For the next few minutes, just pray over them specifically. All right, hopefully those meetings aren't going to be too bad, and the people that you get to meet with, hopefully they're more of your favorite people than your not-so-favorite people. But now that you've thought about them and now that you've got your workplace kind of in your mind, let me ask you this. I want you to ask God to bring to mind opportunities to talk with the people that you're going to be interacting with about Him today. Now, maybe that means that you give a full gospel presentation, but that may not mean that you ask them to follow Jesus in the middle of a business meeting. Maybe it's simply that you talk to that person about something going on in your life and how God has intervened. Or maybe it's you can talk about the fact that you prayed for them on your way to work today. But would you just take the next few moments to pray that God will give you opportunities during the day to talk with other people about Him in His work in your life, okay? So on your marks, get set, go. All right, so now let's focus on the workplace environment. Not to the people who necessarily make you happy, but those folks who kind of get under your skin. Yeah, I know, I'm going there. Think about those two or three people in your workplace environment who, well, they just take a little bit more energy to deal with. Maybe it's your boss. Maybe it's a subordinate. Maybe it's a coworker. But I'd like you to think for the next few moments about the three people in your workplace environment that drive you nuts. that if they didn't make it to work this day, you'd be okay not to see them today. All right, you got them in your mind? Yeah, you know who they are. I know who they are. We all know who they are. Please don't say their names out loud, at least not until we're praying for them. Okay, so now that you've got all three of them in your mind, let me ask you this. Would you ask God in the next few moments to help you see those individuals as Jesus would see those people? Ask him to give you eyes of compassion and mercy and understanding and love towards those people who drive you crazy in your workplace. So I'm going to ask you this. On the count of three, you pray for them, ask that God will give you eyes to see them well, and simultaneously that God will bring blessings upon those people, even though they drive you nuts. Okay, on your marks, get set, go. Wow, that was tough. I know. It was difficult praying for those folks. So here's the last request I have for you today. I want you to now pray and say, God, no matter what happens today, no matter how that individual treats me, no matter how difficult it gets in conversation, God, would you help me to love them? And will you help me do something today tangible? Father, will you open my eyes for an opportunity to do something tangible that would be beneficial to them? Maybe it's that you help them out with a task. Maybe that it's you follow up with some phone calls. Maybe it's that you help them on a project. Maybe it's just that you compliment them. But will you ask God to give you eyes to see an opportunity to take those people who may be enemies to you, maybe those people that you love the very least, and that he would give you an opportunity, he would help you figure out a way to love them today. On your marks, get set. All right. Well, good job. I know that's a little bit tough to pray for those who persecute you, those who give you a heartache and a heartburn at work. But as we study the Gospels and as we look at the life of Jesus, we see again and again and again, in moments of great tension, Jesus shows love to even those who seem to push against God most. People who you'd think would never, ever want to become Christians, who would never follow Jesus. It seems that by loving them, God moves even the people furthest away from him closer to himself. So may God use you today to identify those people in your workplace who definitely need to know Jesus most. Maybe God will use you to speak to them, to encourage them, to challenge them in some way so that they too can enjoy Jesus like you do. So that they can come to know Jesus and experience the benefits of the gospel, just like you and me. Well, thanks for joining in on the LifePoint Drivecast. Hope to hear you, see you, and meet you sometime soon. But we'll see you tomorrow, no matter what, here on the LifePoint Drivecast. Have a great day.